Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago.
Well, we wouldn't limit turnovers. We got to be more efficient on third down. We got to keep these hands going. We got to stay on the field. We got into a situation there in that second half where we got behind. We got in a little bit of a throw situation with going against that front. It's going to be hard. It's going to be uphill battle. Second down, we got to improve on. I thought we were really good on first down. Second down, we got to get a little bit better in that area. We watched the film. I mean, there wasn't anything crazy on there that we have to change. Just his experience and leadership. I mean, you can't teach some of the stuff that he knows and some of the little nuances. And, coming from a really good offense in Green Bay, he's able to give us some ideas of what they did and what's worked well for him. He's not afraid to voice his opinions, which is good. I mean, to get some different perspective is awesome sometimes. Oh, absolutely. That's everybody. I mean, you look at any young guy, they're not going to walk in the door randomly and just they're better. I mean, they're going to study, but most of the stuff is done on the football field. And the more you can do out there, the more you experience things, the more reps you get. The really good ones, they figure it out pretty quickly. They play the technique. I think Swartz is going to do. He does a good job of teaching the technique. They know where their drops are. Like I said, they know where the soft spot of the defense is. They know where their strengths are, and they play that accordingly. You're not going to get any guys running scot-free. I mean, they're going to cover up their gaps. They're going to cover up their drop zones, and you've got to be patient. You've got to find your holes.
That's Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler yesterday at his press conference at Hallis Hall. Welcome from Studio 34. This is the Chicago Bears Beat. All right, Caveman, we're back. We didn't do a right after the game podcast. We're going to do a double up show right now. But first thoughts, quick thoughts on our loss to the Texans this past Sunday.
First half, we looked great. Everybody thought that we were driving down the field on our offense. And our Jay looked very sharp out there. He's passing all receivers. Kevin White even had a couple catches. But then the second half came, and our offensive line broke down, and our defense broke down. During the first half, our defense showed some flashes, but the second half, they just could not stop Will Fuller. He was the difference maker in the game.
And he even had that big drop. We thought, that might affect his mental aspect of the game, but he came right back.
Yeah, that should have been a touchdown for the Texans for sure, but he just forgot about it and came right back. He was the better of the two rookie wide receivers that game.
And really, ours isn't a rookie. He's a second-year man, but he is a rookie. And he really hurt us bad when he didn't know where to go in that second half. I mean, you want to get mad at him, but this was his really first action in the NFL. So, I mean, we got to give him a little bit of a break, I guess.
Because at West Virginia, his route tree was very simple. In the NFL, you can't just run three routes and be a great receiver. You have to run a lot of good routes, and he's not used to that. He's still learning them, which... It just comes with more reps in the field. The more reps he has in the field, the better he will do,
But boy, man, that defensive front on that Houston, that's a good group, isn't it?
Clowney's looking like the number one pick we all thought he would.
He
looked dominant. He really did. His first two seasons, he did not look that good, but he's looking dominant.
Looking good.
Watt, he played almost all the snaps, but he didn't really have an effect in the game. Because he's battering an injury right now, so he's not.
Well, he's coming back from a couple of surgeries, isn't it?
Yeah, so he wasn't going to have that big of an impact.
What'd you think about Langford and stuff in that game? I thought he had some nice runs at the beginning, but overall, it was a little disappointing.
Our running game was very bad. We didn't have any big runs break out, and whenever he did run, whenever after contact, he would just fall down. He averaged like 3 yards per carry, which is not good, and his after contact was like 1 yard, which is awful. You need to be able to break those tackles and get through them to earn more yards.
You really do, and I think Carey only had one carry that game. I was really kind of surprised they didn't even give Jordan Howard a shot, and really, they still had time. I mean, but that second half, I mean, how many plays did we run the entire second half? 15 plays?
We had 71 yards in the second half.
Yeah, that is really bad.
One thing I do want to note about that game, that last drive at the end of the first half. Now, that was an awesome drive by the Bears. We would not have seen that last year. That deep pass to Alshon, oh, that was a beauty, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. You know, and gets me thinking, you know, Brock Osweiler, he played his first start against the Bears. Yeah. I think the Bears have not had good luck against guys with their first starts. Colin Kaepernick.
Osweiler.
I think Russell Wilson as a rookie beat him. A lot of rookie guys, Luck. But I just don't think it's, well, we'll talk about the game later. Andrew Luck didn't beat him, though.
Nope.
I'm talking about guys that beat him, though. Overall, the game, I was feeling really pretty good. But that interception, it deflated them, and that defense just was really, they couldn't overcome it. And no one really expected them to win except for me. Did you pick them to win? I think you did.
I think you picked Houston. I picked Chicago.
Actually, on my sheet, I picked Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody was picking Houston just because of that defensive line, and that defensive line showed up during that game. We had no answer for him in the second half.
Anybody that really stood out in that game for you as looking really good for the Bears against the Texans?
Leonard Floyd, in his first game, he had five tackles, one tackle for loss, and half a sack, which for a rookie playing in his first game, I'll take that. It's not much, but it shows he does have the potential. He was getting off blockers well, but you can also see him sometimes getting stuck on blockers.
I thought Alshon Jeffrey at first half, I thought he was going to be unstoppable.
Oh, yeah.
And then that drop, that killed us. He had that one drop pass.
Oh, like 36.
That was a first down.
Easy.
And right after that is when it all came tumbling down for
Alshon, it seems like he has one drop every game. But if our offense kept going like it did, that looked like another 200-yard Alshon game, which he has two of right now, I think.
I think so, at least two.
We kind of stopped going to him in the second half, which I would have liked to see him have more targets, you know, which I was a little disappointed in that.
Yeah, so that game's over. We got a new one coming up. You know what? We never did say this time again. We better let folks know they can catch the podcast, obviously, on Podomatic. What's some of the others, Cayman?
iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio,
Podomatic,
iTunes, who leave a 5-star review, Podbean.
Yeah. Tons of places.
Any podcasting you have will probably be on it.
We can follow. You can follow Cayman at Cayman Bailey, at Cayman Bailey. You can follow the podcast at Bears Beat Pod. And also you can follow me at Da Bailey's, DABAILEYS, Bailey's. So let's look ahead. We got a big game coming up.
Monday night football.
Jay is really super very good on Monday nights. And we're playing a team that, well, what do you know? What do you want to say about them?
Well, the Eagles, they played the Browns in the first week. They beat them 29-10. And Carson Wentz, he looked like a pro that game. But his offensive coordinator made it easy for him. He did a lot of bootlegs and a lot of short, easy throws, which led him to be more confident of the deep throws to Jordan Matthews and Nelson Agholor, which he can throw the deep ball. So the Bears, they're going to have a tough challenge with Carson Wentz.
What about the, so Nelson Agholor is one of their main receivers. Who else is there?
Jordan Matthews. He was on my fantasy team, got me some good points. He's a very good deep threat.
Now, are they still running the wide nine on the defense or just a regular? What do they run?
I think it's a regular defense. They did the wide nine with Andy Reid. I think they stopped doing that.
Yeah. So Carson Wentz, no one, he really wasn't expected, wasn't he, to start all summer?
He was told, like, probably a week before the season, he said he was hunting in the field and he got the phone call.
Yeah, Sam Bradford gone, Carson Wentz in, but why not? They gave away some draft picks, didn't they, to get him?
Oh, yeah, they gave away good to the Browns.
To the Browns, yeah, and so.
I don't get what the Browns are doing, they're just.
Well, they're doing their own thing, they're playing Moneyball.
Yeah.
With their. Their new man down there.
Yeah.
But the Bears, you know, I want to feel optimistic. Well, you know, our preseason picks, I picked them to go a long way.
All the way.
Yeah, got them to go on all the way. So, but this week now, but that offensive line last week, they didn't have much time.
They did not. They did not have any time to grow as an offensive unit.
Not at all.
Justin was there for what, a week?
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
And offensive line is probably the most important position to communicate with the blitzes and the changing with the plays and all that. It takes so much communication to be a well-oiled machine.
I seen Jim Miller, he even said, hey, fourth or fifth game, you're going to really see them start to gel. But we don't have time to wait till then. They need to at least get something accomplished and do it now. And Kyle's playing with that it's a shoulder injury. Yeah. He was in pain.
Now, a couple of things I want to note. Cody Whitehair, except for that one botched snap on the QB sneak.
Which is big.
Yeah, that was one of the big plays in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He did pretty well. You didn't see him get beat too many times. As a rookie, he didn't have many reps in the center as training camp. So he's really, I was impressed by him.
Oh, most definitely. He looks like a tough, tough, tough guy.
He looks like he has a mean streak.
Yeah, I like him. It makes you wonder what they're going to do with Aronis Grassu if this guy really comes through. But you can never have enough linemen. That's just the way it is. You can never have enough of those guys. But so this week we got to play these guys. And I'm thinking really the Bears, they got to get the running game going so Jay can get the play action. And the defense on them, I can't really think of any true big names on there, can you?
Fletcher Cox, he got the huge extension this offseason. He's a manimal. He is a beast. That's one of my key matchups this week, Jocelyn guarding Fletcher Cox. If he wins that battle, I really think the Bears can win this game because he's by far, he's probably a top five defensive player in this league. He's a defensive tackle, defensive end. He's a flex kind of position. And he's so dominant. He got like $100 million extension this offseason.
Oh wow! So and he's their main guy then.
He's like their J.J. Watt, but he's not good as J.J. Watt.
Well, not too many people are.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's going to be up to him.
Yeah, which I think if we're going to have anybody besides him, it would be Kyle Long. But I think Sitton's up to the test.
He is. I mean, and really, if you didn't really hear Sitton's name too much last week.
You didn't. No penalties. He didn't get beat a lot. I was not impressed with Leonard Jr. last week. He did not. He looked subpar to me.
He got beat a few times, which was that was not too good. Now their injury report on Philadelphia. What does it look like?
Now a big. Good for the Bears, Zach Ertz. He's out for the game. He's your starting tight end. He's out with a rib injury.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their cornerbacks, Leodis McKelvin, is out with a hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's about it. There's a couple no-name guys on there that's going to play. Now, going into week one, the Bears had 9 people on the injury report. Now, there's only one. Kyle Fuller. He's questionable.
Is it possible?
He's questionable. He's 50-50. He's been limited all week in practice.
Well, you know on the NFL, they gave up the probable.
Yeah, it's...
So everybody's either questionable or out.
Which I think they should have the probable.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're doing that to mess up the fantasy people or something. I don't really know. But with the way I play fantasy, it doesn't really matter anyway.
You got smoked.
I got smoked this week. So the injury report's not bad. So the only guy we have right now on there is...
Kyle Fuller.
Well, I would just expect him not to play.
Yeah, I would be safe with it because those knee scopes, mm-hmm. they can be a little iffy sometimes.
They can. And this week, we've got to... I want to see Jordan Howard. Oh, I do. I want to see what he can do. Jay, I mean, he's going to do his thing, but he needs to have the running game. And really, that's what over the years, Dan Jiggetts watched him. He says, when these linemen are able to go off and hit some people from the get-go and to get that running game going, you know, that opens a lot of things up for him.
Cutler got knocked around so much that game.
Terrible.
It was because he was late to his press conference. People thought he was in the medical room getting checked, which we don't know for sure. That info's not going to come out. But if he has time and we can get the running game going, he's so much better. He doesn't have to make all these hard throws on third and eight because the Bears were like 2-for-10 in the second half on third downs. We got to get into those third and ones, third and twos, even third and threes. Anything beyond that's going to be a little bit harder for our offense right now. So if we establish a running game, Jordan Howard, he's going to be – I really want to see him.
He got destroyed, but they're really committed to Jeremy Langford to do it. And he's might be the type of runner that you have to give him a good 20 carries to get him moving, you know, because a lot of running backs are that way, you know.
Lamar Miller for the Texans was like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he started off strong, though.
Oh, he did.
He did. He started off strong.
He tore us up.
And, you know, this part of the schedule, I think, for the Bears is very critical. They're playing a lot of – young quarterbacks, teams that are kind of aching and hurting.
We have to make hay during this time of the schedule. We have to. It's a critical for the Bears. If we if we even want to think about making the postseason, we have to do good in this.
We have to win these next three games.
Yeah, we have to. We have to at least go 500 in the next stretch.
Yeah. What do you mean in the next stretch?
Like the four games.
The next four. We got to win three more in a row. We got to win three in a row because then we play Dallas then.
Yeah, which is very winnable with Dak Prescott.
Right, and so it's you know, I hate to say it's a must-win game, but really on our Bears schedule, every game's a must-win game.
We have no cupcakes this year.
No.
And every Bears game, do not expect a blowout.
We don't, no. I just want to win. I mean, if we could just turn some of those things like last year that we lost by a couple points.
Yeah.
We'd have, you know, I don't see us being a bad team. I mean, we're definitely a growing, and we're one of the youngest teams from a couple years ago to being one of the oldest. Now we're one of the youngest.
When you mention one of the worst teams, every power ranking I've seen, every media outlet, they have the Bears at 29 or 28. I don't get how they see them being that bad.
You know what? I didn't look this week. Did they come out this week?
Yeah, they came out.
Were we below the Rams?
No, we were not. We were not
Thank
bad.
Goodness of that.
They laid a goose egg.
Oh, that was one of those. The best thing about that was that the guy running on the
Kevin
field.
Kevin Harlan's announcement.
I wish I had the video of that right now. We played that because that was just flat out hilarious. He's pounding his chest. He's drunk. He's at the 30. He's at the 40. I loved it. That was awesome. We do our picks every week here on the Bears Beat. And Caveman, I hate to tell you, I smoked you on that.
Last week, I went 7-8.
Now, we didn't pick the Thursday night game, and we didn't this week either, but I went 11-4.
That's pretty good. I had a four-game stretch where I got every game wrong.
Wow. So, there's going to be some games to pick this. Let's just go ahead and pick them right now.
Baltimore at Cleveland. Baltimore beat the Buffalo Bills, who lost on Thursday night to the New York Jets.
I'm going to take the Ravens on that one there.
I'm taking the Ravens, too. Cleveland is not very good. Tennessee at Detroit. Detroit had a great comeback versus the Colts.
They sure did. I got to go with I can't stand them, but got to take them.
I'm going with Detroit, and they look pretty good this year so far. Miami at New England.
You know, I really wanted to try to take Miami on this, but I just can't. New England, I didn't think they win last week. I think they'll do it.
I'm going Miami. I think this is going to be upset. New Orleans at New York Giants.
The New Orleans got to win this game. They need it for their division. I think they're going to win it.
Last year, this was a shootout. They had like 80 total points scored. I'm going for the Giants just because their defense is a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. This is a rematch of that great playoff game last year.
That was good. I think the Steelers are a tough team this year. This is going to be, and as long as Big Ben stays healthy, I'm taking Steelers.
I'm going Steelers too, and Le'Veon Bell is not even back, and they completely dismantled the Redskins.
Oh,
Antonio Brown looks like a beast.
Yeah.
Dallas at Washington. Dallas should have won last week, but Terrence Williams had the bonehead play.
I'm going with the Redskins though. I'm going with the Skins.
I'm going Redskins too. I think they'll win the division too.
Yeah.
San Francisco at Carolina.
San Francisco, they're not good.
No, they're not.
They just happen to play a team that's much worse than them.
Yeah.
In the Rams. Got to go with the Carolina Panthers here.
I'm going Carolina, too. And real fast, the Rams fans, what do you think they're thinking about Jared Goff like being inactive for that game? They gave up all those draft picks.
I don't think they're thinking much. They're just happy to have a team. So I don't think it's a big deal to them right now.
You don't think so?
Nah. I mean, back in years past, it might have changed since they were there before, but they never sold out really before.
Really?
They were never. You know, L.A.'s a hard town.
Yeah,
it's a hard
really
town
is.
To get the fans in. It's not like Bear Down Chicago fans.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not that way.
Kansas City at Houston. Kansas City had that awesome comeback versus the Chargers. Or the Chargers had that big choke.
I'm going with Houston on this one.
I'm going Kansas City. I think they're a very good team. Seattle at L.A.
That's funny. It would be really funny if the Rams won, but I don't see it.
This is my lock of the week. I think Seattle just dismantles L.A. Tampa Bay at Arizona. Jameis Winston tore it up versus the Falcons.
He did, and I almost picked Tampa. I'm going with the homer there. I'm going with Arizona on that one.
I'm going Tampa Bay. I think Jameis really does good versus Arizona. Indy at Denver.
I think the Colts got to win one here. They got to win it, so I'm going with the Colts.
I'm thinking Denver just because of how good that defensive line is and how bad the Colts O-line is.
Okay, go ahead.
Atlanta at Oakland. Oakland had that ballsy 2-point conversion. That was a very bold move by Jack Del Rio. Paid off.
I don't think there's any question Oakland's going to win this.
Oh, Oakland. They're looking good.
Yeah.
Jacksonville at San Diego. Jacksonville gave Green Bay a scare last week.
They should have beat them, really.
Yeah.
San Diego, I'm going to go with them, even though I'm not a big fan, but I'm going to go for them.
That was a bad loss by Keenan Allen. Mm-hmm. He's out for the season. I'm going Jacksonville. The Sunday night game, Green Bay at Minnesota.
You know, Minnesota's opening their brand new, beautiful, fantastic, state-of-the-art,
awesome stadium.
Unbelievable stadium.
Has a Super Bowl soon.
Boy, I wish that thing would be sitting right there on Lake Michigan. It's on Chicago Street.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, but I'm going to go with the upset. Home dog, Minnesota Vikings winning in their first their big new building. I think you're going to do it.
But could you imagine if that stadium was in Chicago, how many events they would hold? They would have Super Bowls, Final Fours, concerts, anything you can imagine.
We would go to anything that we could go to that was, we wouldn't go to too many. That stuff too much. Cost too much money. But it would be a lot of fun to just go to at least a game there every now and then. And the Bears, I think it would have just been a great thing for them to do.
Oh, yeah.
It would really would have.
Now, the most important game of the week, it's a Monday nighter, Philadelphia at Chicago, the last time Philadelphia played Chicago. Oh,
that was killer.
It was like 54-11, I saw.
Oh, it was bad.
I totally forgot about that.
And it was that quarterback who is he even with? They traded
Nick Foles.
Is he still with the Rams?
I have no idea.
I mean, where is that guy? He made some money. He made some money, and that's the way to do it, I guess. You know where you're at. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
I'm going Bears, 38. They're going to have a big game. Kevin White's going to do a couple deep ones. It's going to be the Bears, 38. Oh, you're going to like this. 14 for the Eagles. 38-14 Eagles. Jonathan Bullard's going to get himself 2 to 3 sacks. And I think this is a bold prediction also. Leonard Floyd's going to go ahead, and he's going to have an interception. Boy, now if that comes true, I wish I'd have been in Vegas this week.
I got Chicago beating Philadelphia 17-10. I think our defense holds Philadelphia to a very low-scoring game, mm-hmm. and our offense just gets enough done with our MVP being Jeremy Langford with 150 rushing yards.
No, that's not too bad. That'd be a fun Monday night football game.
A grindy game. A grind-out game.
It'd be fun either way. I'm trying to think of any other big news that's happened in the NFL this week. Obviously, the national anthem. I guess there's some Philadelphia players are planning on setting.
I saw that.
Or kneeling, whatever, against the Bears. I personally, I'm a veteran, and I don't care. Whatever they want to do, that's fine with me. I mean, that's all part about being American. But I think there's a lot of other ways they could do it also. But, go ahead. You're a young man. What do you think?
Well, I was going to say something about the Jay Cutler press conference. One thing I liked, somebody asked him why he doesn't have any endorsements,
mm-hmm.
which for he's a starting QB. Most QBs have an endorsement of some sort. And he's talking about how he wants to spend his free time with his kids because as an NFL QB, you don't have much free time. I just thought that was an interesting statement by him.
Yeah, he said, they pay me plenty to play football. My free time is my free time, and you can't buy free time.
Yeah.
He has, three kids?
Yeah, three.
Three kids, and he took them to the training camp. And, hey, Jay's, I don't care what anybody says. And I think once, a lot of the fans even have realized it, too. Jay is a pretty dedicated dude.
It's not, and most of the stuff they blame on him, it's not his fault.
No.
It's
I
really
mean,
not.
He's made some boneheaded moves. some boneheaded plays, but, hey, guess what? We all have made boneheaded things in our own.
Joe Montana's made boneheaded
yes,
mistakes.
Yes, he has. And Jay has not had the surrounding people that other guys have had with him there.
When Devin Hester's your number one receiver, you have a problem.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough. But again, the Chicago Bears beat. We're gonna. Oh, go ahead.
Did you see two Chicago Bears players are Hall of Fame finalists, Jay Hilgenberg
mm-hmm.
and Olin Kreutz? Do you think either one of those two players
I
get
it? I think Jay Hilgenberg is overdue. The man played all those years. The only reason he's not in is because some of the other Bears in that 85 team is in. Olin Kreutz, I think, is a lock. Maybe not as an initial. This is his first initial ballot.
Yeah, first ballot.
Yeah, I don't see it right now, but I do see him down the road. But Hilgi, to me, he should be in. I mean, he's no Mike Webster, who is, you know, famous.
One of the best of all time.
Right. But, you know, but I'm biased. You know me.
Yeah.
You know, Jay is he's got a soft spot for any of our 85 Bears brothers there.
I don't think Owen should be in. I don't think I think he's like almost on the brink, but not quite.
He was in 9 Pro Bowls.
I don't think he should be in.
And he was in them the real way.
Yeah.
He wasn't in as an alternate.
The fantasy.
He was in because he was in.
Yeah.
I think he should be. And that's a tough position. You know, it's hard to say.
You have to be a standout.
Right. And there's no real, you know, you want your name not to be called during a game.
It's very hard to make it as an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Especially a center.
Yeah. And, you know, but it's hard to say. But, hey, look, guess who else is on the ballot? I just read it today. Darren Sharper.
He's not gonna make it. Yeah, that's.
It's unbelievable. They even got him on the ballot. You know,
if he makes it,
he won't.
That's a tragedy.
No, there's no way. You know, he won't make it. Any other big news? Let's see what's going on. Nah, nothing this week other than I'm trying to think of any other big sports news with him.
People are saying already Rex Ryan's in the hot seat after those two losses. I was a little shocked by that.
Well,
because they fired the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him being on the hot seat. I sure could.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I thought the Bears should have hired him. I'm glad they didn't.
I'm not even going to mention his name, but I think we all know he wears the hat, and he's with the Cardinals right now. We should have had
him. He should have been the coach 3 years ago.
He was in the building.
Yeah, he didn't want to leave the building.
Yeah, he wanted to stay there.
Yeah, so but that's water under the bridge. John Fox was the perfect pick for the time. You know, it's where he's at. So the Chicago Bears are getting ready to do our Monday night thing. And we got some prime timers this year.
Yeah.
3 or 4.
The first half is just loaded with prime time. But the second half, it's all noon games where those could flux into the Sunday night.
That's
Monday
what we're hoping. Well, the Bears don't. They want noon. Oh, yeah. They want noon Sunday games. And, you know, noon Sunday games are actually perfect games for
them. I love Sunday night games.
Sunday night games are awesome. Yeah, I like them better than Monday night games for sure. But so this year, the Chicago Bears beat, like we said before, we're going to be on once or twice a week. We're going to give our predictions. We're going to talk our Bears. We got maybe we might get a guest or two on. We don't know. We just depends on what school functions going on for you.
Very busy.
I mean, we got some guys that have said they want to come on. They would come on. So as time goes on, we'll get them on. But really, the bottom line about this show,
we love doing it.
Yeah, we love doing it. We love talking about our beloved Bears. And pretty much that's what it's going to be all about. And we've got a lot of our friends of the podcast who always share the podcast. Please do.
It's such a big help.
Oh, yeah.
You don't understand.
Yeah, when you share it to other folks, it just helps this podcast move along. And again, we got some shirts lined up for some. We're going to wait till we get rolling here. Volleyball, you're in volleyball team. It ends in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and then basketball starts.
And basketball. So we got some things going on, but we're going to make sure a podcast, at least one a week, gets going to all our friends at the podcast. But sure to, hey, like us on the Facebook, the Bears Beat, Chicago Bears Beat on the Facebook. Also, email us at chicagobearsbeat@gmail.com. And, you know, we're looking forward to any comments, questions, or anything that you might have. So, anything in closing, Kamen, that you wanted to bring up about the Bears at all?
I'm really excited for the running game this week. I want to see it get incorporated. I'm excited to see it.
I am too. I'm very excited. And I'm just excited for this season in general because we do have some optimistic hope for this
optimistic
team. And we want to have some fun.
We weren't the only ones.
Oh, no. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. And so, I guess, friends, all we can say until after Monday night, maybe we'll get a podcast in on Tuesday to talk about it a little bit more fresh on everyone's mind. Till then, friends, bear down.
That's a wrap.
Even braver to go. Wherever she goes, I go. Everything will be better in Chicago. Magic we know on this sapphire we call home.
my coat and my hat.